more than 5 years. yeah. A little while. Yeah. When abouts did all the non-lethal stuff come into play? It seems to my mind like it's within the last 20 years or so it's really become an emphasis. Am I
probably the late 90s. I recall I was a sergeant on the SWAT team at the Pensacola Police Department, and I was the first non-lethal instructor. They sent me to pepper spray school and beanbag school and all these other things. Mm-hmm. And so I came back, and I was the instructor for that at the police department. So that's the first time that we had it. Now, it was about that time for your period, probably late 90s. That it really became popular with law enforcement.
And, I mean, you had the advent of tasers and, you know, all of the
options.
That was
a little bit later, right?
Yeah, all of the options eventually. It got a lot more attention on social media. I know we published the video on our Facebook page, but it happens occasionally. You had somebody going the wrong way on I-110.
Yes.
At speed, didn't notice that cars were going around him. Caught on video. Thank God they didn't run into anybody. But one of your deputies was going the other direction correctly, passed him, whipped around and came and pulled him over, right?
Yeah. We all saw the video. And I was cringing, hoping that no one was going to get hit. Because
Absolutely.
As you mentioned, we get these reports occasionally, maybe not here, but in other areas where a head-on collision resulted in one or two or multiple fatalities. In this case, there was a white truck that was southbound in the northbound lane of Interstate 110. Luckily, we had one of our lieutenants, Joanna Ramos. She was getting on shift. She was getting on call. So she gets out. She's in an unmarked but lights, a lighted vehicle. And when she gets on going northbound, she's going the correct way. She realizes the cars are veering in front of her. Then she has to take evasive action, then immediately turns right around and ends up stopping the truck. So luckily she was there. Everyone said, they must have called 911. They may have called 911 later, but this was one of our lieutenants just happened to be at the right place at the right time. There was one question, how come she was going the wrong way? She wasn't pursuing this truck the wrong way. She was going the correct way and noticed right in front of her while his car's veering. And she was able to veer herself and then turn around immediately and stop it. Ended up arresting, a 43-year-old female for DUI. And we are so lucky that she did not kill anyone or herself.
We had some people post on that video and say that they were there. Like, they didn't get hit. And they're grateful. And it's got to be terrifying for her going, because she had to pursue the wrong way in order to pursue the pickup. I mean, and it was a DUI ultimately, right? I think was the charge.
Yes, DUI.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Well, only because she didn't kill anyone.
Right.
It would have been a lot worse than that.
Right.
Again, normally, I got a question yesterday. How would you have handled? Well, we would have probably stopped traffic before then, try to get upstream, if you will.
If you had time, right.
Yeah. But again, this was just a quick thinking deputy, and obviously to veer away and then turn right around and stop the truck.
I did want to ask you, just because it's been so much in the news, we spent a lot of time yesterday talking with Alex Andrade, Representative Andrade, about the immigration fight between the Governor DeSantis and the legislature. And you and I talked a little bit about this last week, that one of your big concerns is you just don't want to have more to do because you're already, responding. You're at capacity in terms of what you're responding to all the time. But is there a problem here to be solved? Is there a gap to be overcome? Your ability to work with ICE, or when you have worked with ICE and your folks in the past, can you maybe, just give us some perspective on, you're the local law enforcement, and immigration is becoming more of an issue and enforcing illegal and deporting people. How does that work at our level, at your level?
Well, I want to remind everyone, we've always worked with our federal partners on violent criminals and gang members. And if there's a violent criminal, whether it's someone that's legally or illegally in this country, we're going to work with our DEA and ATF, FBI. We're on numerous task forces. We're on a task force right now with the Marshal Service, and it's a violent crime task force. We look for people with violent crimes, and if they happen to be someone that's here illegally, obviously we're gonna help them with that. So we've always done that, and we'll continue to do that, because no one wants violent criminals off the street or violent gang members off the street more than I do. We also would like to add those who are crimes against children, the internet crimes against children. There's a lot, but there's certainly some of those that fit that correct category as well. So as violent criminals and anyone that violates a child, we're going to go after them, whether we need federal authorities are not. So that's always the case. Now, where local law enforcement sits with this federal level and their state level and all this sort of thing, I'll be honest, I don't know what the final outcome of these competing bills are going to be. And I don't know exactly what they're tasking local law enforcement with. Mm-hmm. And again, are we busy? Of course, we're very busy. But I will tell you that whatever, we will enforce the state statute. I'm sworn to uphold the Constitution, state of Florida, and the United States. And I'm just hoping that there's, that the federal feds can do their job is what I'm really hoping.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that if there's any changes to the state law, that it's something that we can all agree upon is best for the community. And again, doesn't take us away from responding to 911 calls. And I really want to concentrate on the violent felons, whether they're legal or illegal.
You made me think of something. I know a lot of times you and I talk about a crime that happens and nobody's willing to talk to you. Nobody's willing to cooperate with you because of whatever reasons. One thought I think some people might have is that with particularly Mexican or Hispanic immigrant communities feeling more beleaguered, attacked, at risk, whatever you want to call it, that they might become less eager to cooperate, more reluctant to cooperate because, you know, heck, if I talk to the cops, maybe my brother gets arrested or whatever because he's here illegally. Have you run into anything like that in that particular community here locally? Has there been any issue with that?
Oh, we have not. We have had, in the past, we've had some reported crimes involving those that appear who have ultimately been illegal, and you just refer those to ICE because that's their job.
Yeah.
But no, we don't have any. We have not experienced any thoughts where
experiences
where no one wants to talk to us because of for fear
for status. Okay. Well, that's why I ask. So, Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Again, the Blazer Academy, another class of this fantastic award-winning program starting tonight. Kudos to you for implementing it, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Y'all take care.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our grand caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive. But we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no, so we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Investing in times like these can be scary. If you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances, Armada Advisors will put you on the right path to success. Find out how tomorrow at 9 as Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's tomorrow at 9 with Armada Advisors on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola. This is News Radio 92.3. I am Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay. Andrew is out of the office. He is in a long line waiting for the brand new Buc-ee's to open in South Florida so he can get a year's worth of free kolaches. So he will be back with us soon enough. But, you know, I can't say that I blame him. But it's good to be back. I must at least be getting above a C+. This is my third time hosting the show for Andrew, and happy to do it. And John's good to see you again this morning.
It is good to see you too, my friend.
So, with Super Bowl was Sunday. Did you do anything for the Super Bowl?
Not really. I just sat in front of my big giant TV.
There you go. Well, I guess you had to be here at 5 a.m. Right. The next day, so that makes it tough.
Yeah, but yesterday was tough.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles came out from the tunnel and they kept running all the way till the end of the game. I mean, it was insane. I thought, you know, I had some friends over and we were watching the game and they were all pulling for the Eagles. And so I thought I'd be that guy and pull for the Chiefs.
Yep, that guy.
You know, and thought, you know, it would be cool to see somebody win three in a row. And then I changed my tune and I said it would also be cool to see someone get shut out in the Super Bowl. So I flipped the script there about halfway through, and they let the Chiefs score a few points there towards the end. Some Vegas pulled the string so that the over would hit,
right?
And they didn't lose a bunch of money out there in Las Vegas. But the score ended up being 40-22, which certainly doesn't indicate how much the Eagles dominated the Chiefs. They were up, let's see, I guess 30.
It was 30, like 34 nothing.
Yeah, 32-6 or something going into the fourth quarter, and the Eagles scored six more in the fourth, and the Chiefs got 16 and had a real long shot to Worthy at the end of the game from Patrick Mahomes, just kind of a Hail Mary toss down at the end of the field, and he caught it and got a touchdown. So I guess good on him. And but anyway, so I guess that ends that. Stephen A. Smith said that the GOAT conversation is now over. It is Tom Brady, and that's the end of that story. So we'll see. And then, of course, the halftime show with Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is a multi-time Grammy winner. I think he's got 20-plus Grammys now, and he swept the field when they just had the Grammys a couple weeks ago.
Now, here's my question for you. I've got a Bose soundbar that's, you know, enhanced the audio dialogue. Did you understand a word he said? Because it was like,
Well, I know. I did it. It started slow, and I didn't know many of the songs. But by the time we got to the end there, I did know those songs. So I knew what he was saying. But
right.
Obviously controversial for many folks on what was going on with the Super Bowl. Bowl halftime show, but that's what they want, right? They want people to talk about it. So anyways, we'll be back after the break.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says Israel's ceasefire with Gaza should be canceled if Hamas militants don't release all hostages.
Saturday at 12 o'clock, and after that, I would say all hell is going to break out, and I don't think they're going to do it.
Hamas responds the ceasefire is the only way to get the hostages home. The president meets with Jordan's King Abdullah today. European trade ministers meet tomorrow to talk about a response to new steel and aluminum tariffs in the U.S.
President Donald Trump yesterday signed proclamations raising tariffs on those imports to 25% as of March 4th. The EU warns this won't go unanswered and is promising countermeasures. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU will act to protect its workers, businesses, and consumers.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Pensacola. Police in Atmore say a suspect shot at police officers as he was holding his girlfriend hostage during a domestic dispute overnight. This happened at a home on Brown Street and Carver Avenue in Atmore. It started about 6 p.m. last night. The suspect reportedly shot between 9 and 10 rounds at a responding Atmore police officer. Police say they did not return fire. Deputies from Baldwin and Escambia, Alabama sheriff's departments are at that scene. That includes the Baldwin County SWAT team. Now, as of the last report we had, which was several hours ago last night, the hostage negotiators were still at the scene trying to convince that suspect to surrender. An Escambia County man has been convicted of manslaughter for the fatal shooting at a West Pensacola bar. 40-year-old Michael Rodriguez was charged with second-degree murder, but he was found guilty on a lesser charge of manslaughter by an Escambia jury. The shooting happened at Sam's Lounge. In July of 2023, Rodriguez shot Damon Caldwell in the neck at the bar on Old Corryfield Road. Surveillance video captured a confrontation between the two outside of the bar. Video showed Rodriguez pull a gun and shoot Caldwell. Rodriguez remains in the Escambia County Jail without bond as he awaits his sentencing. A woman also faces charges related to this case. Daomi Palazos is charged with accessory after the fact, and she remains free on $75,000 bond. She's due back in court later this month. Well, Florida may soon have what the governor calls the strongest illegal immigration laws in the country. Governor DeSantis announced that he's called a special session to convene today to address immigration enforcement. The legislation calls for the creation of the State Board of Immigration Enforcement. The board members would be the governor, attorney general, CFO, and agriculture commissioner. Illegal immigrants would be denied in-state tuition rates for colleges and universities. DeSantis says the legislation prevents the catch and release of illegal aliens and ensures they would be denied bail if they're arrested. A Florida contractor says he's not happy about federal immigration officials raiding his work site and arresting an employee. Schaefer Construction owner Jeb Schaefer in Broward County called that raid a surreal experience when he was talking to local reporters. He said that DEA and DHS agents showed up at his work site. Schaefer claims the agents were rough with his other employees as well. He tells 7 News that his employees are like family to him, and he feels for those affected. Senator Rick Scott, part of an effort to protect veterans' gun rights. Scott announced yesterday that he's joined a dozen of his colleagues to introduce the Veterans Second Amendment Protection Act. That bill ensures veterans do not lose their right to buy or own a gun if they receive help managing their VA benefits. Scott said he's proud to stand with veterans to ensure equal protection of their rights. It is 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We will see a chance of some rain as you go through the day today. 50% chance overall, high near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. On Wednesday, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms as you go into the evening and overnight. High on Wednesday near 74 degrees. Overnight Wednesday, temperatures dropping near 63. Going into Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will continue through the early morning with a high near 72. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 65 in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, and 57 reported in Milton. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Andrew is out of town this week. He was helping Serena Williams rehearse how to crip walk at the Super Bowl halftime show, and he has some sore thighs, and he is not able to make it into work today, but he will be back with us. So, again, talking about the Super Bowl, you know, Kendrick Lamar.
Sore thighs.
Yeah,
he couldn't walk
to get out of the house this morning. You know, just one of those things. And you shouldn't crip walk at Andrew's age. That's the moral of the story.
Okay.
Serena Williams was there, Kendrick Lamar, and again, controversial halftime show. That folks are talking about. People love it, people hate it. I've seen people hate it and then have gone back and watched some information about it and now they like it. So that's just funny. But I tell you, it's interesting. Just, you know, Kendrick Lamar and Drake have this big rap battle that's been going on for
that's
years.
That's what my son told me.
And yeah. And Serena Williams actually used to date Drake on and off, probably 12 years ago, and so he played his diss track of Drake, and then has Drake's ex girlfriend up there dancing at the halftime show. You know, funny stuff to me, anyways. So the people are saying the game is over for the rap battle, and that Kendrick has won the rap battle. But anyways, time will tell, I guess. I'm sure Drake will have a response. I am Walker Wilson. I'm the executive director of the Downtown Improvement Board. The Downtown Improvement Board is a special taxing district that covers 40 blocks of downtown Pensacola. It's been in place since 1972. It was created by a state law that was pushed through in Tallahassee back in 1972. Actually, Jim Reeves, when he was a state representative, was the one to carry the bill, and him and some other property owners downtown at the time saw a way for them to collectively put their money on the table to try and make improvements in downtown. And so we assessed two extra mills to the property owners in downtown Pensacola. And just those are the only folks that are within our little district are the ones that pay that property tax. And that's how we're funded. Our other big revenue source, of course, is the Palafox Market that we run every Saturday except for Mardi Gras. But we do, we've got some a guest coming on later to talk about an event going on that weekend of Mardi Gras, and we have a little teaser about Palafox Market possibly being open that Saturday, but in a different location. So we'll get to that later in the show. But there's a lot going on downtown this week. I mean, you've got Pensacon is this weekend, and there are going to be thousands and thousands of people heading downtown to go to the Bay Center, go to First Methodist Church. I know that the United Methodist Church there hosts some of the events for Pensacon. We've got a ton of the restaurants. You know, they've got deals going on for Pensacon, whether it's food deals going on. They decorate the restaurant. I know Fish House always decorates up as Harry Potter themed, and then they'll have Star Trek over on the Atlas side. And they'll have drink specials going on. So if you want to get out this weekend, you might have President's Day off on Monday. Some people do. And so you got a long weekend. You can get down to downtown Pensacola and go check out what's going on. Even if you don't go to Pensacon, you can maybe enjoy some of the events going on in downtown. It is also Valentine's Day on Friday. So if you haven't made reservations, fellas, it might be time to do so or start making plans to. And I know John Hutchinson is going to be filling in for Andrew on Friday, and he's going to have a segment about Valentine's Day. So that should be interesting. I think he's bringing in a marriage counselor. So, if folks want some free advice, they can tune in on Friday for that segment. We've also got this Sunday is Potty Gras, which is Mardi Gras for dogs. So if you have a dog and you think that they could win a costume contest, you can come on downtown for the Potty Gras event. It is this Sunday. It's right there in front of Perfect Plain on Garden Street. And I believe it starts at 11 o'clock and runs till about 3. I am going to make sure so I don't tell you wrong, so you don't get down there at the wrong time. But it is an awesome event. It's been grown tremendously over the past few years, and there'll be a ton of dogs, there'll be a ton of people, and they will have a costume contest where the dogs will strut down the runway, and they'll have some judges out there. They asked me to be a judge. I don't even have a dog, but I guess I'll give it a shot and see how I do on judging dog costumes for that day on Sunday for Potty Gras. Again, I mentioned Palafox Market that we run every Saturday, and except for Mardi Gras is the only day we don't have the Palafox Market. But again, we'll touch on that a little bit later on how we might be hosting that in a different location on the Saturday of Mardi Gras. But every Saturday, 9 o'clock to 2 p.m., we have the Palafox Market. We have over 200 vendors, local vendors that come in. They sell products anywhere from, fresh produce that they grow themselves. We do go out and check the farms, make sure they're growing the produce there on their farm. And you've got local artists. They've got to supply and make all the art themselves. You've got prepared foods that are out there. You've got coffee makers that, roast their own coffee beans and are out there selling. And I think we just had a guy call in a couple weeks ago. He's doing his own tea. So if you're a big tea fan, he's going to have tea out there that you can go buy and bring home. It's great for birthday gifts, anniversaries, Valentine's Day, if you will. So make sure you go check out the Palafox Market. And these are all, I always say that the Palafox Market is our largest small business incubator that we've got in town. We've had several of our vendors go on to have brick and mortar locations, or they turn their Palafox Market tent that they have out there on Saturdays into a food truck or something of that sort, and kind of grow from the Palafox Market. Again, we've got 200 vendors that are out there, and the Palafox Market is located at MLK Plaza, which is on Palafox in between Garden and Wright Street. So where the federal courthouse is, where Iron Restaurant is, there's, Palanza's Bistro is all kind of right there in that section. And so we've got about 150 vendors up there. And then we just opened about a year and a half ago, the south extension of Palafox Market at Plaza Ferdinand. We worked with Mayor D.C. Reeves and were able to have events in that park at Plaza Ferdinand, which had an event ban on it for, I think, longer than D.C. and I have both been alive, back to the 80s. And we were able to operate now there on Saturdays from 9 o'clock to 2 as well in Plaza Ferdinand by Jackson Steakhouse. And we've got another 50 to 60 vendors there. And again, are out there every Saturday. We have a trolley that runs back and forth to each location. So if you've got kids, if you've got a stroller and you don't want to, go all the way down Palafox a couple blocks to get to the next location to go check it out, you can hop on the trolley and ride on down there, and then we'll get you back, to the north end if that's where you parked. So again, I hope to see folks out there. It looks like the weather's maybe going to clear up for us so that we can have a market this Saturday. And we have Kaylin. She does a great job of making sure we've got a nice diverse group of vendors that are out there each and every Saturday, so that, if you're going out there, we have folks that do go out there every Saturday, that we've got new products that are being put out there in front of you. And you can really have a nice little afternoon going to downtown Pensacola and checking out the Palafox Market. So let's see. I wanted to talk a little bit. I know Andrew will cover Saturday Night Live often on this show. And I love Saturday Night Live, and my parents were big fans of Saturday Night Live as well. And they're having their 50th anniversary of the show. I guess it's the season end is this Saturday. So it's going to be a 3-hour event. They're going to have a ton of folks that have been on the show come back, and it's going to be an epic Saturday Night Live this Saturday. I can promise. And I know it's, again, another controversial topic for some folks, because they maybe feel that it can be a little one-sided one way or the other when they make fun of people. But again, you know, it's comedy, and hopefully they're making fun of everybody equally. And I guess I'll leave that up to everybody else to decide what they think about Saturday Night Live. But they've got Eddie Murphy's coming back to host, Bill Murray, Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, Amy Poehler, Kristen Wiig, Will Ferrell, Kenan Thompson. Obviously, he's on the show. He's been the longest running cast member, I think, for 15 years now. He's going to be there. I haven't seen anything about the musical guest that are going to be on the show, but I imagine they will have some pretty awesome musical acts, and they always have. And if you haven't seen any of the specials they've been doing on NBC, or if you got the Peacock app, they've got an incredible, I think it's a 2 or 3 hour documentary on just the musical acts themselves, and some of the drama behind some of the musical acts, obviously over the years. And it was extremely interesting to watch that. Are you a big fan of SNL over the years? It's funny that Amy Poehler, I've always heard her say everyone's favorite cast or crew of cast is from when they were in high school or in starting colleges, and which is kind of true for me. You know, it's that, or maybe a little bit before with Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fallon were on, probably when I was in middle school. I wasn't allowed to watch it when I was in middle school, but you know, you go back and YouTube had come out by the time I was in college, and we'd go back and watch the shows. But they do have that awesome 3-hour long documentary on the musical acts. They've also got a full 1-hour documentary on the cowbell skit, where you've got Christopher Walken and they're producing, you know, the Reaper, the song, or recreating it, and Will Ferrell's in clothes that do not even remotely fit him. And Christopher Walken wants more cowbell in the song, and Will Ferrell gives it everything he's got to bring more cowbell, and everybody in the scene is just like it breaking, cracking up. And it's, you know, rated one of the best skits that SNL has ever done. And so do you have a favorite skit, John, from SNL over the years that you can think of?
Wow. I love the church lady.
Oh, yeah. Dana Carvey?
Yeah, Carvey, church lady. Isn't that special?
Isn't that special?
Wow. There's so many
There are. And I always liked I guess I can't say on the radio, but the two people trying to adopt a baby, and they're not the greatest people, and that they should never be adopting a baby. And
right.
It's Amy Poehler and Jason Sudeikis are typically the ones, and they're just completely clueless.
Yes.
And so that's always a good one. The Californians are hilarious, especially because you have these celebrity guest hosts, and a lot of them live in California, so they're making fun of themselves or the people they hang out with.
Right.
But that's good. They have another documentary on Peacock that highlights all the writers over the years, which is kind of a cool aspect. That's something you don't ever see on the show. You don't know who's writing. And so that's kind of a nice little peek behind the curtain of how that all comes together, and talking about when the guest hosts come in, because they're there for a full week, and it's extremely long days. The rehearsals are crazy. They have, you know, probably twice or three times as many skits for that show on Saturday that they run through, and they'll bring in people from the public to come watch these skits to see if they're going to land or not before they go put them on the show on Saturday. So it's really cool how they've, you know, pulled the curtain back and let everybody see how the show comes together each and every week. And it's been such a fixture in American culture over the past 50 years. And I remember watching the SNL 40th back 10 years ago. I was living in Tampa at the time, and we had a little party at someone's apartment to all watch it, and it was awesome then. And it was a big deal that Eddie Murphy was coming back, because he hadn't been back to the show since he left. And
right.
I guess he was on there in the 80s and really saved the show at that point in time, because it was kind of lackluster. The ratings were going down, but that was interesting. And then Netflix actually has a movie that came out of the, I guess it's the 30 minutes or the, I get maybe, or no, hour and a half leading up to the very first show. And so you've got all of that original cast members on there, like Gilda Radner, John Belushi, Steve Martin. And so it's really good to go watch if you haven't seen it.
Now I know what I'm going to be binge watching for the next several days.
Yeah. So make sure you go check that out. But we're going to cut to commercial, and we will be back here with you shortly. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk about the three big things happening in Pensacola, including Pensacola Mardi Gras, SBC Basketball, and this weekend's Pensacon.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola, this is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for being here with us this morning. We were talking about Saturday Night Live, the 50th anniversary, before we went to break, and Andrew is up in New York. He is going to be performing on the show this Saturday.
He's not the musical guest, please.
He is Debbie Downer's twin brother. It'll be good. It'll be a good show Saturday, so make sure you check in and watch for that as they recreate that sketch. But again, we've got a couple minutes here before we hit our hard break, and we will run through just some fun facts about Saturday Night Live. Steve Martin is often associated with the show. Was never actually a cast member, and he's just hosted 16 times.
Wow.
And so He was never actually on the show itself. And fun story, fun Pensacola fact, Steve Martin's mother-in-law lives in Pensacola. So he is in town every so often, but not too much. Alec Baldwin does hold the record for hosting the most times at 17. And Kenan Thompson, as I mentioned earlier, is the longest tenured cast member. He's been on since 2003. Gosh, 21 seasons. I thought it was more like 15. That is insane. But again, you're going to have a star-studded cast this weekend with the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. Eddie Murphy is going to be on there. Bill Murray, Adam Sandler, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Jimmy Fallon, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon. And again, that's it's a 3-hour long Saturday Night Live. So they've got I can't imagine prepping for this show, which I think they've been off for a couple of weeks. So maybe that's how they're making it work. And so, you know, that'll be my Super Bowl this weekend, I guess, is watching that Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary show. But again, we mentioned some of the things going on downtown Pensacola coming up this weekend. I do work for the Downtown Improvement Board, so I always want to plug that. We got Pensacon this weekend at the Bay Center. It's Valentine's Day Friday, so make sure you get some reservations and come downtown, grab dinner in downtown Pensacola. We got the Palfox Market Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. MLK Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. And if you want to get your dog out of the house this weekend, Mardi Gras is on Sunday, and that is Mardi Gras for Dogs right there on Garden Street in front of Perfect Plain Brewing and Union Public House at Jefferson and Garden Street. We will run a couple commercials in some spots, and when we come out of the break after 6 o'clock, we will be on the air with State Representative Alex Andrade, House District 2, talking about another special session that is starting today over in Tallahassee.